from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Right, Stephon Diggs is a huge topic around the NFL coming into the season here. It's been all good so far here. He's looked really good as a player, looked really good as a teammate, and D'Amico Ryans really likes Stephon Diggs. Here was Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, who, reminder, when Pete Prisco did his top 100 players in the NFL earlier this offseason, plus 50 honorable mentions, Stephon Diggs was nowhere to be found in the top 150 for Pete Prisco.
yeah, that was Prisco. I've heard this take from Prisco, I think, at least three times now.
Yeah.
That we're about to play. Prisco is not a Stephon Diggs
at
lover.
All. Not a Stephon Diggs guy at all. And here is Pete Prisco. He was on FanDuel. He was on a show on FanDuel's stream and talked about not only Diggs, the disappointment that Diggs is going to be, but also possibly the disappointment the Texans are going to be this year.
Well, he wasn't good for the Bills in the last couple of years, and he wasn't good on the football field the last 10 games of the season last year. If you go look at his numbers, they were below average, to be honest with you. And being in Buffalo last week, or Rochester, when I talked to the Bills, I can tell you they're not too sad that he's gone. Mm. And, you know, look, he's going on a one-year deal, so he's probably going to be on his best behavior with the Texans and try and get a long-term contract. He turns 31 in November. That's old for an NFL wide receiver, so you got to be careful with that. I just don't know how this team's going to handle being the hunted. You know, last year they surprised a lot of people. And CJ Stroud's, you know, if he has the same type of season he had last year, he's on his way to being truly special. But that's a bit, you know, we don't know if he can. Sometimes second year quarterbacks fall back a little bit. I don't think he will. But I think this schedule is brutal this year. You play the first place schedule, you play a tough division. I just think it's going to be tough to navigate. I don't see them getting past 9 wins. I got them at 9-8.
Okay, so 9-8. And then we'll put the Texans off to the side for a second because this segment's about Diggs. And we'll hear from somebody who's in the building and around the team with Buffalo in just a second. Does he back up what Prisco is saying? Prisco is doing this thing, Seth, where he's on this show and he's given a 90-second take or a minute, whatever it is, and he's just saying things as if they're fact. And knowing that he's probably not going to get that's not the forum where those hosts are going to challenge him on it. Where he says Diggs has not been good the last 2 years. He had 1,400 yards and 11 touchdowns 2 years ago. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
he's going, the last 10 games he was average. Like, no, it was more like the last 7 or 8 games. Like, I'm probably nitpicking on that one a little bit, but like...
Well, no, because it is... The problem is, though, you hear this from a lot of people that give the flyby on the stat sheet and assume that's all there is to the story. Right. Like, and we've gone over it. I can't even talk about it anymore, telling the story of the Bills season last year and how they changed the offense. There was a lot more to it. There was not a physical drop-off with Stephon Diggs last year. Now, he had some crucial drops, particularly in the playoffs. So, like, you don't excuse him from that.
Right.
And then, obviously, on the whole Josh Allen relationship dynamic, who can say? It's like, I'm not denying any of that. But if you look at the stat sheet and try to use that as evidence that he dropped off physically, after in the first two-thirds of the season he was on pace for 1,600 yards receiving, that's just... that's not actually telling the story of what of how it actually happened and how they changed the offense after all that. I would say, I mean, because there's two parts to everything he said. The part about the difficulties the Texans face, those are all valid. Like, that's all valid. You know, those are all actual real challenges. The Texans aren't going to sneak up on anybody this year. The schedule right now on paper looks a lot harder than it was last year. We know that those things change, but those are valid points. I think the biggest mistake people make, though, when they start to have that conversation is they mistake... Like they talking about things like regression to the mean and everything. The problem is it's not valid because this year's team is different than last year's team.
Very.
So when you if you take last year's Texans team and put it up against this schedule, then yes, they would not do as well as they did last year. It would just they would probably have lost two or three or four more games. But that's where you have to have the conversation about the offseason and whether you made good moves and whether, like, you know, free agency is very dicey in the NFL. But it's not as simple as, well, like, I see a lot of people making it as simple as, like, well, last year's team wouldn't have been as good, so this year's team won't be as good as they were last year versus this schedule. And it's just not that simple.
Right. So Prisco says Diggs, that he's hearing things up in Buffalo about how people are glad Diggs is gone. Here's Sal Capaccio. He is the Bills sideline reporter, covers the Bills up there in Buffalo. He's on the radio up in Buffalo. And here's Sal Capaccio talking about Stephon Diggs.
No matter what he did, it was always something with Stephon Diggs. But he was a great player. And by all accounts, he was a great teammate. And, you know, the Bills are going to lose that, obviously. But I do think that there's a bit of relief around the organization that you don't have this player there that brings this really big personality that's always being talked about. And is he happy? Is he not happy? What's the situation with him and Josh, him and the organization, all those kinds of things. So I think from that standpoint, locker room wise, it wasn't like Stephon Diggs was a bad locker room guy. Not at all. I think players will tell you he was a really great teammate. But I do feel that there's a bit of relief, like I said, and maybe less walking on eggshells and thinking about that and having to be asked about that all the time.
All right. And that's Sal Capaccio. He was on the Zach Gelb show is where that audio came from. Where you at, Seth, on he was great this, he was great that, he was a great player, great teammate, but at least everybody's a lot more comfortable in the building now walking around.
I think I like the Draymond Green analogy, which is that, all right, sometimes there's negatives to everybody in this world, and sometimes just in the wrong environment, that negative looms large, where in others it doesn't loom as large. And the players become different guys in different places. I mean, like, for the first 2 years he was in Buffalo, there was none of this. It was, you know, it was everybody's dream relationship between Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. They were like a big brother and a little brother. Ultimately, I think that big brother, little brother dynamic might have started to be the problem, you know, like and this happens with young quarterbacks sometimes, that it just becomes too almost emotionally charged of a situation, or there's power dynamics at play. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I also think that the Bills, as told to me by Bills fans, have questions about their culture above and beyond just Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
There's questions about whether Sean McDermott is the right guy.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other things, and I think maybe Stephon Diggs is the easiest one to point to. But I've never heard anything like that he's the cancer that's the cause of all ill or anything like that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah. You're getting a lot of replies here on the text page, Seth, for your request for, I'll let you lay it out. Like, what are you looking for from
well,
the people
okay,
here?
So, like, all right. If when I'm complimenting a broadcaster, I need a better tool set for how I compliment them. Because I, look, I'm very aware of the fact that if you say a black guy is well-spoken, it's like, a lot of times that's code speak for saying, oh, well, like, you know, he's, you know, like, it's almost like a tussle of the hair.
Yeah.
Or, like a patronization or something.
Yeah.
And people, I think, get rightfully triggered by that.
Yeah.
Because they can tell if it's almost a dismissive compliment. So knowing that, I get very uptight and trying to, like, when I'm talking about somebody whose job is to speak.
Yeah.
Like, it's like how well and how well they speak and how eloquent they are and everything else is very relevant.
Okay.
So I always try to toe this line where I'm not like slipping into some kind of cliche or something. So I ask people for advice. Got a lot of advice. To sum it all up, the best advice is specificity. Like, and that's where, because you move beyond the cliche and just explain exactly why somebody, no matter what their race, color, ethnicity is, exactly what aspect of speaking they are good at.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that. So thank you, everybody who weighed in on it. We got about 15 replies.
And we did. Some probably fit the bill of what concerns you, like the one where
Simply
say someone is intelligent or well-spoken. Like, no, well-spoken is what got us into this pickle
problem
in the first place. Yeah.
He's actually pretty intelligent.
They have great...
That's the tone that people hear that in, was like, oh, he's actually well-spoken. I'd never say that. Yes.
The one I would tweak a little when it says he or she has the ability to articulate their points extremely well. I would just say they make their points really well, because that's something I have a hard time doing sometimes, you know?
I always try to make that point that it's like, you know, they're way better than me or other former athletes that are in there aren't a lot of former athletes, white, black, Asian, that do a good job speaking into a microphone.
Yep.
Pointing out exactly how somebody is articulate or how somebody is well-spoken is just the golden
rule.
There
you go. Problem solved. Nice job, texters.
Yeah, good job. Oh, somebody said he's well-spoken for a Baylor grad. I'll allow that.
My son just threw his drink against the computer right now at 7:55 in the morning. All right, ceiling and the floor. Best case, worst case. What are we looking at for the Texans this year right now? What are we looking at as the best case scenario, the ceiling, or the worst case scenario, the floor? And what's the X factor, non-quarterback, in all of it? We will discuss that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.